I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're still waiting for final numbers on people traveling for the holiday that just ended. For cars plus planes, the number is expected to be the highest on record. And for air travel, it wasn't just weather contributing to cancellations and delays. There's a staff shortage. This includes FAA jobs and pilots. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The prospect of a pilot shortage was on the radar for TD Cowen's Helene Becker for a good decade or so. But she says the pandemic, along with a mandatory retirement age of 65, sped up the timeline.
Airlines went to their employees and said, if you were intending to retire between 2020 and 2022, or even 2023, consider retiring now.
And thousands of pilots did, leading to a pipeline problem that Becker says the industry is scrambling to resolve. It can take years for pilots to get the training they need to become certified to fly commercial aircraft. And that training can cost tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The number one thing that they're doing is setting up training academies to identify people and work with them.
Carriers are also working to make the job more attractive, says Henry Hardeveldt of Atmosphere Research Group.
The airlines are able to recruit more people to be pilots by increasing their salaries, improving benefits.
And that's working for both major carriers and regional airlines, he says, who've been able to hire about 10,000 of the 18,000 pilots needed this year. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.